show on FMU. It's old, but the name is new. Same jokes, same stunts, same old guys you know. Ken Friedman, what a tease. Andy's insecurities. North Korea, South Korea, it's that kind of show. Seven seconds of delay, the old name it couldn't stay. Marathon time, here we go. Pledge some cash, rename the show. Naming contest, what a crock. This thing won, now they're stuck. What the hell's a fuzzy glove? It's whatever you're thinking of.
This is the fuzzy glove hour. Well, they didn't choose it, but they have to use it. This is the fuzzy glove hour. Andy Breckman hates it, and he deprecates it.
Andy Breckman, 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 Andy Breckman.
It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour. That's our new theme song. Thank you, Glistener MW. Did you enjoy that, Andy Breckman?
Yeah, I did. Give me one second.
Yeah, you can sit.
I need my.
This is great. The program starts, and you get up and walk away. And who in God's name is at the front door? A little scary looking. Hey, tonight we're doing group therapy. Thank you, Jeremiah, for that name of what we're doing tonight. We're doing group therapy for bands. Oh, I forgot to give you your cans again. It's a new era. I'm thrown off.
I'm here. Now, who's at the door, man?
Yeah, good question. I was hoping that you would know.
Give him a radio. Give him a radio show. Give him a slot. Give him a drive time slot. He looks cool. What else do you need? What other qualifications do you need? He found the building. He rang the doorbell.
Yeah. He's standing there.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. It's a...
Would you take a bullet for me?
No.
In the shoulder? Not in the chest, of course, but in the shoulder, in the leg?
No. Why do you ask?
Well, you'll find out soon enough.
No.
Hey, can I tell you a common misconception about tambourines?
Yeah.
The common misconception is you need music. But you don't need music.
Please, no.
You don't need... Look, I'm
turning off your mic until you put the tambourine away.
There's 20 tambourines downstairs.
I don't believe
you. In a box.
You.
There's a box of tambourines.
Downstairs? What do you mean downstairs?
Right outside your office. Next time you're writing a check to FMU and you're wondering where the money goes, a lot of it, a good percentage of it, is going to the tambourine fund.
No, somebody donated.
Yeah.
Somebody donated a batch of tambourines.
I don't usually do impression. Quick impression of Davy Jones. Oh, Ken grabbed the tambourine from me.
Whew.
How old are you?
What year is it?
Is the guy gone? The guy from the lobby?
Something happened to him.
Yeah, he'll be back. They always come back.
He looked like a stalker. He looked like one of your stalkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the Friday the 13th movie has taught us anything, they come back.
All right, so tonight we're doing group therapy for bands.
Yeah, a lot of bands, you know, it's like marriage counseling a little bit,
I guess,
right?
Yeah.
A lot of bands are, especially now, it's very stressful for bands. They've been broken up, the pandemic hit.
Right.
Rehearsals became challenging. Almost every live gig, I guess, was canceled.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of bands have disbanded.
Or they're in hibernation.
Right.
But there's always stress. Even in the best of times, there's stress.
Yeah, who's going to get a track on the album? Who's going to get their track at the...
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You can't make Yoko Ono jokes anymore?
You can make Yoko Ono jokes. Sure.
Fine. Really?
I almost hit the dump button when you said fine. Now you've given me a...
Now you're on edge.
A hair trigger.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So
that's the line in the sand now?
So, yeah, we're looking for... We're looking for bands that need a bit of therapy, and we have a real therapist to help us out tonight. Her name is Janet Harden. Should we give Janet a call?
You mean to introduce her to the to our listeners?
Yeah, that's what you wanted to do, right?
Yeah. So people will get know that we mean business.
Right.
This is a real grown-up therapist?
Yep, she specializes, I think, in couples, families, drug counseling.
Maybe she can help you and me.
I don't think.
Maybe while we're waiting.
We're beyond help, I think.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Janet. It's Ken from WFMU, and you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Ken. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you so much for helping us tonight. And with me is the host of the Fuzzy Glove Hour, Andy Breckman.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Janet. Very nice to meet you. Thanks for helping out. And I apologize. First off, I apologize in advance for anything that is about to happen, but also for the name of this stupid show. That certainly wasn't my idea.
Oh, I think that I'm prepared for just about anything.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, now, what kind of therapy? Are you still active? Are you retired or semi-retired?
Well, I retired once, but I came back to work, and I'm actively working as an independent contractor for BetterHelp.com.
Okay. And are you doing a lot of your sessions now remotely? Is that how it works?
Yes. I do all my sessions either by telephone or video.
And what kind of therapy are you doing these days with BetterHelp?
Oh, I do a lot of stress, anxiety, self-esteem, depression. Let's see.
Andy has all those.
As a matter of fact, Ken is joking because I think you'll agree once you get to know me a little better. Most therapists do. I am the most well-adjusted, the most emotionally healthy person you'll ever meet. Therapists actually are amazed, and I'm like a perfect emotional specimen.
You are?
Yep.
Well, I will tell you, my view is that the world is divided up into those who have been diagnosed and those who have not yet been diagnosed.
You mean everybody has challenges?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's just crazy talk, man. But I guess you would know. And tell us about the last patient you talked to today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that guy.
I just got off the phone.
Exactly, that guy.
Yeah.
How do you know it was a guy?
Delightful, motivated client who has relationship issues.
Okay, what was it? First off, what was his name?
Well, I can't give you a new name.
Well, just spell it.
Okay.
No, you don't have to spell it. But what specifically, what was he, why was he seeking help?
Because he had been in a relationship. He's been in two big relationships, and the first one didn't work out, but he has two little girls from that. And then the second relationship he's working on. And having the same kind of communication issues that we all have.
He's just repeating the same mistakes he made in the first marriage.
Well,
he's just on, it's like he's on a loop. It's like Groundhog Day. This guy's helpless. I would just give up on that guy. You're just wasting his time and your time.
Well,
I'm going to let him know that.
Yeah, you save him some money too.
Exactly.
Now we have a lot of listeners that are in bands. Some of them are amateurs. Some of them are trying to make a living at it. God help them, right?
Yes.
Exactly. And but there's always tension, as there is in any group, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we'd like to offer our services, the three of us, between you, me, and Ken. I think we can help a band. What are some of the issues that bands might have, Ken?
Oh, you know, I think mostly control issues. You know, different people vying to be, the head of the band. Some bands claim that they're collectives when it's quite clear that, you know, somebody's trying to call all the shots.
I think a lot of bands, the big dispute is whether you should end the name of the band with an S or a Z. Probably a big deal, right, these days?
Like Beat Nuts.
Yeah, how do you spell the band name?
Ending with a Z or ending
with... Oh, I've gotten into so many fist fights.
Well, the British Beat Nuts have the S and the American Beat Nuts have the Z.
Yeah. I saw them once on a double bill.
With who?
The Beat Nuts and the Beat Nuts.
You saw them together?
Yeah. The Beat Nuts went first, of course, and then the Beat Nuts closed.
I would never want to follow the Beat Nuts.
Well, the Beat Nuts could do it.
So we won.
And then at the very, very end, they all got on stage and sang I Shall Be Released. Now, you know, Bruce Springsteen solved the problem you're describing. You know how he solved it?
By getting rid of the band?
No. When he had his band, do you know what he did?
What?
This is the smartest thing I ever heard. He signed with Columbia Records. Bruce Springsteen signed, but the band did not sign. The other musicians did not sign with the record company.
The E Street Band.
The E Street Band. They signed a contract with him.
Yeah, that does make the
They worked
sense.
For him.
Yeah.
When they called him the boss, that became his nickname. It was quite literal.
Right.
He was the boss. And he was making every decision, including who to pay and how much
to pay. Oh, my God. You know, I heard Bob Seger talking about this, and he was complaining that he had not done the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, who wouldn't do it?
Right, yeah.
Who wouldn't do it? And so Springsteen, it's a great book. If you read his book, I think he put together a great
book. Oh, his recent autobiography?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my favorite quote from his book, when he was putting together his band, he had a great quote. He said, when you're putting together a band, you don't want the best guys. You want the right guys.
Oh.
And that's kind of true when you're putting a group together, right? Isn't it, Janet?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. I wish Ken had read that book before he put this schedule together on his radio show.
Well, the new schedule's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken looks for neither the best guys or the right guys.
Who do you claim?
Anyone that could find their way to the lobby.
Well, that guy.
Ken wants that guy.
There was the guy who was wandering around the lobby at the beginning of the show. I haven't given him a show yet.
Well, the night is young.
The night is young. It's true. Okay, so Janet, we are going to.
I'm hungry.
We are going to look for.
I've been on a diet lately, and my diet is I don't eat lunch. That's my diet. I skip lunch.
That's a bad diet.
I have no food until dinner.
If you're going to skip a meal, you should skip dinner.
Yeah, I don't agree. But right now, I'm very hungry.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
Have you ever been this hungry? Have you ever been so hungry that you don't care at all what your co-host is saying, like on the radio?
Never.
Like
no.
you see his lips moving, but all you hear is blah, 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 blah. You just can't even focus on it. Has that ever happened to you?
I've never been that hungry.
Man, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Janet, we're going to put you on hold and look for...
Why don't you give out the phone number,
some musicians.
They're not telepathic. They're not Kresgen. They're not sitting at home divining what the phone number is.
So, Janet, just...
Do you want them to guess what the phone number is?
Janet,
just dial numbers at random?
Yeah.
I think, Andy, you need a little therapy.
I think you need a little therapy. Man, I'm hungry.
Hang on, Janet.
Yeah.
And we'll be right. We'll be right back with a band or two.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is 201-209-9368.
It's a new number.
It's a brand new number.
And we're looking for it now.
It's a palindromic number,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's the same backwards as forwards. 201-209-9368. Almost the same.
Yeah.
9368. 201-209-9368. Hey, Ken, do you want the entire band on the phone or just any band member?
Right now, any band member we can get to talk about the problems.
In a perfect world, they talk to Janet and maybe get a second band member on the other line.
Yeah, that would be nice.
We can settle this.
It would be nice to have the two warring parts.
Not warring.
It would be great to have Neil Young and Stephen Stills of Buffalo Springfield together.
Or David Crosby and anyone he ever met.
Right.
Together.
Yeah, David Crosby and Roger McGuinn. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
George Harrison and Paul McCartney.
No. No, they're fine.
They're dead.
They're
That's
fine.
Why they're fine.
They're fine together.
Okay, hey, we got some calls. Hi, you're on the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Brian, and I'm the band leader of the 2018 Most Unluckiest Band.
Remember that band, Andy?
Nope.
2018 Most Unluckiest Band?
Nope, never happened.
Ryan, I remember, but why don't you refresh Andy's memory?
All right. One of my colleagues and bandmates called in and nominated us for the 2018 Most Unluckiest Band. We had that year, two of our band members had gotten arrested on the way to a gig, literally like inches away from a gig. The gig did not go on. We lost the USO tour. And,
oh, that's
you
right.
know, so much happened. But we're past that now. And so we're here at Therapy. And
is the band still?
We have different problems than when we were here last time.
And what is the name of the band? Just remind me.
So the name of the band is Brother Jerome.
Brother Jerome. And we're going to put you on the phone with our in-house group therapist. And in this case, group means band. Group therapist. Janet.
Janet Hardin. And Ryan, please meet Janet. Janet, this is Ryan of the band
Brother Jerome.
Brother Jerome.
Hey, Janet.
Hi, Ryan.
And Janet, I'm not sure if you're on a speakerphone, but if not, if you are, if you could pick up the handset of the phone or speak more directly into the phone, that would be
okay.
helpful. So, Ryan, what are the problems? Why don't you just set the stage for us? What are some of the interpersonal issues that Brother Jerome is having these days?
Well, so, you know, I'll talk to the good first because, like, that's what I do in my therapy. So we have the right dudes. We have, you know, like you were saying in that biography about Bruce, it's not about the best guys, but I think we have the right guys. We have some good material. And our latest issue was the legalization of marijuana in New Jersey. It was a wonderful thing.
Like, I get it. I know what you're saying. I've heard that. I've heard that a lot. You're upset because Ken is hogging it all.
Yeah. Oh, and like, how am I supposed to keep focus as a
exactly.
family? Well, we have legal weed that we could smoke outside or anywhere.
Oh, I see. So the band is getting high too much.
Oh, come on, Ryan. There was never any problem.
Ken's never heard that phrase, high too much.
No, I think it's not high for stress and anxiety.
So go ahead, Ryan. What is the problem? The band is indulging.
You know, the weed helps us work through certain anxieties for sure. But you know, like, how do I find a balance between, you know, like that off time and when I should really buckle down and say no more?
Because they're not focusing as well as they used to.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I challenge because you can't even purchase legal weed in New Jersey yet, so this
doesn't make it any less legal.
Yeah, well, Ken. Just because it's not legal doesn't make it less legal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Good point, Ryan. Just because it's against the law doesn't make it illegal.
So Ryan, you're saying that because it's been legalized, your bandmates feel more liberated to go outside and smoke in public.
Yeah, during rehearsals.
During rehearsals, okay.
And have you actually had a discussion about this?
No, but, you know, where better to do it than here on air?
Well, Janet can guide you. Go ahead, Janet. How would you advise this young man?
Well, I think what I would say is that if it doesn't affect your basic living, you're getting your bills paid and having relationships and living a healthy, happy life, then go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty wonderful. I feel liberated.
It's debilitating.
But Janet, what if the band is not focusing on their mission, on their music?
That would be a problem.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, what exactly is the problem?
Ken is just shaking his head. He's tearing up. He's never experienced this kind of confusion.
It doesn't sound like there's a real problem here.
The more we talk about it, the less I think there's a problem. And I mean, the way that Janet so eloquently put it, honestly, makes me feel relieved, guys. I just want to thank you. Whatever you're doing here,
that's why we're here. Okay, there you go. It's another notch in our belt. Well done, Janet.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. Janet, you're a miracle worker.
We're at 201-209-9368. Yeah, my band is stoned all the time. No one's rehearsing. No one cares anymore. Ken Friedman, I don't see the problem.
Well, he said that exactly. It's not.
I couldn't.
It's not impairing.
Have said it better.
It's not impairing their ability to function.
Exactly. They get to the rehearsal hall. They can make it to the sofa. They can.
It might be another issue.
They can order the pizza.
Yes, Janet said there's another issue going on.
Yeah, there might be.
Ryan wasn't being honest.
Yeah, we're at 201-209-9368, and we're looking for members of bands that have issues, that are going through some issues. If you and your bands are disagreeing about something between Ken, Janet, and myself, I think we can come to some sort of consensus.
And how would you define band? We're talking about any musical ensemble, right?
Yeah, like a guy with a tambourine. That's technically a band.
I don't know anybody.
You wouldn't want to.
I don't know anybody.
You wouldn't want to mess with him, tear that asunder.
But
that would
I'm
be
saying
a sin
like
against
a,
music.
A duo would be fine. An octet would be fine.
Yeah, we're getting to the point at 6:20. We'll take anyone.
A chorus would be fine.
A set of twins in a bathtub singing. After dinner would be fine.
I don't think we want to take that one on.
We're at 201-209-9368. Let's take the next call. Hi, you're on the air. Thanks so much for calling. You love the show.
No, that was an optical illusion. There's actually nobody there.
Okay, put him on. Stop messing around. Stop joking. Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
We had a whole bunch of bands calling before, but once we picked up on Ryan, they all hung up. So we have a lot of open lines right now, and the phone number is 201-209.
How many open lines do we have, Ken?
A lot.
201-209-9368. We're looking for the bands that were on the phone a minute ago. All they have to do now is hit redial. That's not beyond them, is it, Ken?
Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe I'm on the air.
Yeah, that it's a real amazing feel. Imagine how we feel.
Who's this?
Hi. My name's Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey.
Great to meet you both.
Great to meet you, Aubrey. What kind of band are you a member of?
So I'm in my band. It's one of those bands where it's just my name. And I have band members. I have the right guys. But one of the right guys is my long-term partner.
Ooh.
So we have sort of a, you know, healthy dynamic going there.
It's what they call the Fleetwood Mac problem.
I was going to say Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Or the Mamas
it's
and the Papas.
So
yeah.
Messy
well, the Mamas and the Papas is... You're with your bandmate and your child. It's the Mamas and the Papas.
Well,
so Aubrey,
no, thankfully no, I'm
not. Aubrey, are you fighting openly with your partner?
We bicker. I guess here's the thing. Our issue isn't so much the relationship of it as it can be the creative elements of it. Obviously. I do feel like a lot of the time it's good and it challenges, like, the perspectives a little bit, which is always healthy, but it can get exhausting. And I think that Janet is just the sweetest-sounding human, so I wanted to call in.
Well, Janet, do you understand that they're in a band together and uh-huh. they're former lovers as well?
No, we're current.
Current.
Oh, current lovers.
Current.
I didn't appreciate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They're currently in a relationship. So how do you balance that, Janet?
Well, what I would say is that as long as you keep your personal at home, maybe you look at it like this is our home life, our relationship life, as opposed to this is our occupational or professional life. And
that's true.
And have different agreements or how you behave in each sector.
I love that. Thank you.
Different agreements for the different roles.
That might be easier said than done, though.
Well,
I mean, if there's tension in the rehearsal space, what do you say over dinner? An hour later.
Well, first you go outside with the guys from Brother Jerome.
And
you light up a joint.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you get yourself on the same bill as Brother Jerome. That's rule number one.
Well, it's a simple matter of changing hats.
Yeah, you just got to have two hats with you.
Yeah.
It seems like whenever there's bands with male and female members like Fleetwood Mac or the Mamas and the Papas.
Or Aubrey,
right.
Right.
It seems like there's a lot of musical chairs going on as well. Aubrey, is that an issue at all?
No, we're past that. I think we've hit a stride with who's in charge and how we sort of like let go of things. And, you know, nobody's holding on too tight to control of the room, which I think is.
Is it definitely your band? There's no question that it's your band?
There's no question.
So you write.
And are decisions made by consensus?
I think, yeah, that's a hard question to answer, I guess. I think we'd all really know and respect each other's strengths, and we're, like, able to listen to each other in a healthy way. There's also only three of us all together, so it's not like there's five of us in a room fighting over things.
Oh. Well, my advice, and I guess Janet might disagree to some extent, but my advice is very simple. Obey your boyfriend. It's that simple. And it's easy to remember.
No.
Just write it down. You're going to forget it. And you'll see. Life will be much better. I mean, it worked for Fleetwood Mac.
I have my answers then.
It did not work for Fleetwood Mac at all. No, or the Mamas and the Papas.
It worked for the Mamas and the Papas.
Not really, no.
All the leaves are brown.
they all broke each other's hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Ken has a good point. I can see. I might have to reappraise my advice.
Denny broke Cass Elliott's heart. Michelle broke John Phillips and Denny's heart, both. So who's the third?
Hey, do you know what's an interesting thing about Michelle Phillips? Can I tell you one interesting thing I learned about Michelle Phillips?
Yeah.
You know how Crosby, Stills, and Nash were formed?
Yeah.
How were they formed?
They were playing at a party
at Cass Elliott's house. Do you know what drew them to that party? Why they were at that party?
Oh, were they both hitting on Michelle Phillips?
No. All three of them, independent of each other, went to the party to check out Michelle Phillips.
Wow.
They all just wanted to see Michelle Phillips. Independent of each other.
That's
what they had in common.
Yeah, it's a little hard to believe.
Well, it's not true. That's why it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's not true because they were all living in the same neighborhood.
That's why I know. Only the fact that it's not true makes it hard to believe.
Okay. Yeah, it's not true.
Yeah.
All right. So, Janet, any final parting advice for Aubrey?
Wait, we have another call. Say goodbye to Aubrey.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much. Ken, don't you know how to handle things? Okay. We have another call.
Gotcha.
The other call could be even more fascinating than Aubrey.
That was a very, very, very abrupt ending to Aubrey.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you should treat people with a little more respect.
Okay, a little more. Yeah. I could do that.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm going to get away from the radio.
Yeah.
My name is Jonathan.
You love the show.
I do love the show.
Oh, thanks, Jonathan.
I'm actually not currently in the band because I'm a drummer, and 17 years ago, Andy fired me on the air.
I remember that show.
You were in a band?
Yeah.
And then we offered up our services. I would fire a band member.
Yeah, you fired him. Yeah.
I fired Jonathan. And did that change your life, Jonathan?
No, I can't even get a job at Denny's.
Jonathan, in hindsight, didn't I do you a service? Wasn't it a blessing in hindsight?
Well, the only thing is I don't have to carry the drum kit around. That's the only thing you've done for me.
Has that band that you severed your tie with?
Ecclesiastes 16.
Yeah, the Ecclesiastes 16. Have they gone anywhere in their lives?
Oh my God, they're huge! Are you kidding me? The Ecclesiastes. You haven't heard of the Ecclesiastical?
I never got a contract.
Buddy. I did you the biggest favor you ever did. I know why you're calling, and I'm ready to say the words you're waiting to hear. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. You're welcome. And the phone number here is 201-209-9368. If you're in a band that's in the need of a little therapy, Janet Harden is on the line from BetterHelp.com.
She's a licensed grown-up therapist.
And accredited therapist. Hi, you're on the air.
Janet, well, thank you, everyone. Real quick question. Should I have just a small cup of coffee right now or no?
Well, yeah. And Janet, if you're wondering, that's why radio shows like this have call screeners.
Right.
Oh.
But because of the pandemic, we don't have so many call screeners. They're dropping like flies.
And we only have one jerky listener, and he already called.
Oh, okay.
Phone number is 201-209-9368.
And, 201-209. Say it again.
You write it down every time I say it. I'm not making that up. It's written right on the wall in front of us.
Yeah.
And yet every time I say it, you write it down.
Just to confirm.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, who's this?
Nathan.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Nathan, what's the name of your band?
She Sets Fire.
Hey, good name. It has that name has something for everyone. People that love women. And pyro
people that have had relationships burned to the ground.
Yeah, and pyromaniacs.
Yeah,
for sure.
And what kind of problem could there possibly be in She Sets Fire?
Oh man, not really sure where to start. I just kind of took the chances by the bull by the horn when I heard you guys taking calls. I've got some relationship trouble, but it doesn't really have anything to do with band members or anything.
Well, what's going on in the band? How many people in the band?
Five.
Ooh, a lot.
It's a tambourine, obviously.
Correct.
Drums, bass, rhythm guitar.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
And what's happening? Is the tambourine player trying to take over?
No, honestly, no. No real drama with the band. More or less just me and a lady.
Oh, I see. So this is not real group therapy.
Right.
This is one-on-one therapy.
This is couples therapy.
Couples therapy.
Not so much. It's relevant in the sense that there's other band members have an influence on the situation, and we're not actually a couple. We're an ex-couple.
Okay, so you're an ex-couple, and there are band members now there's a band member now who's now dating your ex?
No, just people that have strong opinions on what we're doing.
Hmm.
Can you read between the lines here, Ken?
I cannot.
Nice. I like this.
Opinions on.
You mean strong opinions about your relationship with this woman?
Correct.
And they don't keep it to themselves, and it seems to be influencing and poisoning the water, poisoning the well.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself.
So if you're already broken up with her, are your bandmates urging you to get back together?
No, more or less keep my distance, which I can't.
Oh, I see.
Because you're drawn...
Is this a polyamorous situation at all?
not necessarily, no. Not yet.
That sounds like a yes. It's careening towards polyamory.
Nathan,
I don't know where it's careening towards.
Nathan, why can't you walk away from her?
Honestly, the love of my life, and we had probably 8 years of not talking to each other, and I was the whole reason for it all going south. And she's such a sweet, kind person, and let me, you know, at least just like be part of what she had going on, and you know, communicate with me and stuff. And I'm not sure.
You blew it, baby.
I know why I can't.
So the band, so your band, your friends are saying, you screwed up. Let it go.
I'm currently engaged
to a different woman.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, Nathan. Let me guess. You named the band, right? She Sets Fires.
No, I didn't actually. No, I would have liked to take.
So you're engaged. You're engaged to female B, but you can't let go of female A.
You nailed it.
And the band is, and you're driving your bandmates crazy.
Yeah, that's.
Are you writing songs? Gist. Are you writing songs about the situation?
Oh, I have been for a long time.
So what agreement do you have with each of these women about sex?
With who?
With each woman. Are you having sex with both women?
No, only my fiance. I haven't slept with female A in probably a decade.
I think you should explore having, and again, Janet, you might disagree, having female A killed. So is half of what you do every morning before breakfast, Ken. It's illegal.
Not anymore.
Okay, it actually, let me just put this out there. It actually costs less than you'd imagine, and it's not as complicated as you'd imagine. That's all I want to say about that. It's an option.
It's quite expensive.
No, it's not expensive.
You must.
How much do you think?
You're gonna have to sell me on this one.
You must know a guy.
I do. I know a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No
but
one
okay,
knows
listen,
the guy.
It costs like $50,000 now.
It costs $800.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It's $50,000.
$800.
$800. That sounds like a quick trip to county. Is what that sounds like.
Wait, you think it costs $50,000 to have someone killed?
Janet, do you have any advice for Andy?
For sure. That sounds like he needs more advice than I do.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's the first option or the best option.
Can I curse?
No, you cannot. Sorry.
No, you can't. Here are the rules here. No tambourine playing.
Right.
And no cursing.
I put the tambourine on turntable two.
Yeah.
I want to know if somebody's given him an ultimatum.
Yes. Did anyone in your band give you an ultimatum?
He's gone. He's out of there.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. So let's go to our next. We're doing great. You know what we are, Janet? We're 5 for 5. We've heard from 5 bands, and we've solved 5 relationship problems.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, me?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Vanya from Moscow, Russia, longtime friend.
Oh, hey, Vanya.
Hey, Vanya. Vanya, nice to hear from you. Are you in a band in Russia?
Yes, I am, and I have a gig tomorrow, and I have a serious problem on my hand, so it's...
Oh, okay. Well. First off, why don't you promote your gig now in case anyone's in the neighborhood? What is the venue? What is the stage you're on?
Well, it's an online gig, but I scheduled it in a club, so there will be like real crowd there too. And actually, I could just post the Facebook link to a event.
Yeah, post it on.
Anybody thinks it's cool?
Post it on the chat board. Thanks, Vanya. So what's going on with your... What are the problems you're having with your band? You're in Moscow, right?
Yes.
So what are the problems you're having over there with your band?
All right. So we used to have a drummer, and then he died 8 years ago. Long story. And now I had 2 substitute drummers, one and another. And this time... We haven't played for a long while. I thought, hey, why not? I'll invite them both.
Yeah.
2 drum sets on one stage. Very nice.
That's how the Grateful Dead did it, brother.
Yeah, and the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
Exactly. I saw it on a John Zorn concert too. Many people did that. But funny thing, those guys probably rehearsed that. And we never tried that at all. And one drummer comes from Petersburg, so we just meet tomorrow. And both of them are really enthusiastic about that idea. I mean, they're like, they love me. They would do anything for me. But neither the drummers, neither the sound engineer is really happy about that. Huh.
So no one's happy. So, are you saying, did I misunderstand? The drummers are not happy about sharing the stage.
It's not about sharing the stage, but it's about the idea that they should play both at the same time.
Oh, so I see. So they don't want to have to double up with each other. They feel it's unnecessary. They feel a little bit insulted.
Yes, and also there's not so much of a like strict arrangement they could play at the same time. It's improvised, you know, kind of klezmer rock.
Oh, I see. 3's a crowd. It would be as if, Ken, as if you brought in another host for 7-second delay, I would feel a little hurt by that, right? I would feel he doesn't trust me.
Very, very hurt.
So you regret, you regret extending this invitation now.
Hmm?
It's like asking 2 men to be your best man. You just now are trapped. You've invited two women to the prom.
Oh yeah.
So how does he get out of this? How does he get out of this one, Ken?
Talking about it, Andy.
Well, I think
Janet can solve this.
Yeah, Janet can solve this, and if she can't, Andy knows a guy.
I do. I know my guy. I don't know in rubles what it would cost, but it's $800 American.
So, Janet, what do you, Janet, what do you say?
Well, I don't understand. Are they both on their way?
Are they both committed now to the gig? They're both coming to the gig?
Exactly. And
yes.
I rented another drum set. It's
two drum sets.
Oh, and one of them, Vanya, one of the drummers is from Moscow, and the second drummer is coming in from St. Petersburg?
Yes.
Okay.
Janet, both women have bought, to use my metaphor, both women have bought gowns. They've both got their hair done, and they're on their way to the high school auditorium.
Except that the women in gowns are drummers.
Yeah, except the women in towns are drummers, and they're in Moscow, they're in Moscow in a rock band. Thank you, Ken.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity, and I think that one can be the very best from St. Petersburg, and the other can be the very best from Moscow. And as long as they're being paid the same, then go for it and just feed their egos.
Okay, so you're saying put them both on stage, introduce them both as an extra treat. The crowd is getting an extra special bonus. The best from Moscow and the best from St. Petersburg together on one stage. That's one scenario. Let's call that scenario A. The other scenario that might work is you go out. How long is your set? You're doing 10 songs?
We're doing 17, 18 songs.
18 songs, right. Perfect. Show. 18 songs. You do 9 songs with Mo. You kick Mo off the stage, and then you do 9 songs with Curly.
Exactly.
No, wait. How about this? You do 18 songs with Mo. You wait till the crowd yells encore. They always do. They're just nuts. They're just sheep. They don't care what you do. You're going to get the encore. Then the band comes out. You do the same 18 songs, the exact same set with Curly.
That's not an encore.
Oh. Yeah.
That's two sets.
Where does the other guy stay all the time? How should we hide him?
That's true. Now, do they sell chloroform in Moscow?
Yes.
Okay, if they sell chloroform, I have another scenario.
Tell us.
Well, this one's more involved. This one is going to cost you $800. My guy does chloroforming, too.
I see. As step one. Okay.
You met my guy very briefly, Ken.
Did I?
Yeah, he was in the lobby about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. That was your guy.
He's my guy.
I'm glad I didn't buzz him in.
Yeah, no. You should be very glad you didn't buzz him in.
Well, Vanya, what do you think you're going to do?
I think first thing I should do is take away all my responsibility. I shouldn't be responsible for that decision.
Yes, exactly. All you did was invite two guys to the same gig. There's no way you're responsible.
That's true. You have to evade responsibility for that one.
Yeah.
I have to sing. I have to make show. I have to deal with management. I can't. You know,
why don't you do this? Why don't you put on a fake mustache and a fake goatee and show up and say, what the hell did Vanya do? That my idiot cousin Vanya.
Yeah.
That might work.
Am I not? Mm-hmm.
Well, Vanya, I think you should talk to an arranger and figure out how to divide up.
Why divide up
the duties of the two drummers?
Why do they have to play the exact same drum rhythm?
Right, they don't.
No. My original idea that will play very different things.
Right.
Very different.
Well, have you given them sort of arrangement guidelines on what is one supposed to focus more on the snare and the other one supposed to focus more on the bass drum, or have you tried to divide it up in some way?
Yes, kind of that. Bulgar rhythm on the snare, and because one of them is more technical and the other is more kind of knows the songs better.
Uh-huh.
He'll be more on the bass, but I also want more. And also I told him, listen to your heart.
Right.
No, big mistake. Never listen to your heart.
Until the chloroform takes effect.
I would say I've heard all the information. I'm ready with my suggestion.
Okay, go ahead.
The guy from Petersburg on the tambourine. Yeah. Done and done. You're welcome. Ah. You're welcome. That's how you do it. Okay, hey, thanks for calling from Moscow and have a great gig, brother.
Will do.
Thanks, Vanya.
Hi.
I hope he loses that silly accent before tomorrow.
That's his real accent.
He'll just embarrass himself.
No, he's actually Russian.
I see. Oh, that would explain
that. He actually lives in...
I gotcha. Say no more.
Yeah, he wasn't putting on a funny accent.
I gotcha.
I know. Yeah. We have about 15 minutes left here on the Fuzzy Glove Hour, and therapist Janet Harden is on the phone with us from Arizona. She works at BetterHelp.com. Providing therapy services over Zoom.
For your relationship problems, but also apparently she's great with band situations.
So if you're in a band and you would like a bit of therapy right now, the phone number is 201-209-9368.
I could have used Janet's help in sixth grade with my band, the UFOs.
Oh, that's right. You did have a band, the UFOs.
Yeah. Larry Brody never paid the dues. His share of the dues.
Wait, every band member had to pay dues?
Yeah.
Like monthly dues?
Like every rehearsal.
Why? What were you paying for?
Tambourines, etc. We were saving up. I think we were saving up for an amp.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what was his name?
Larry Brody.
So he wouldn't put his money in. How much?
Well, because we were meeting at his house. Don't get me started on this, Ken. It's just going to bring up bad memories. Keep the bandage on the scab.
I don't think you ever really dealt with this, what happened with Larry Brody. When you guys would rehearse, how much did everybody have to kick into the
house? That I don't remember. 50 cents a dollar or whatever their allowance was.
But Larry Brody couldn't manage that.
He also never learned the words to Tomorrowland.
That was the song.
Yeah, that was our song.
It was your version of In the Year 2525.
Don't get me started. Oh, I'm already getting worked up.
Larry Brody. Janet, does it sound to you like Andy's dealt with this?
No.
I don't think so either.
I think.
If I had his number, I'd call him.
What would you say to Larry Brody?
You owe me $4.
I think that Andy should put his experience and, well, past issues into a more benign perspective.
I agree. I've been telling
The line I wrote clearly was, let's peek ahead in time. Larry Brody would always say, let's look ahead in time.
That's from Tomorrowland?
Yeah, that's, oh, duh.
The song
Look at you pretending you don't know Tomorrowland, Mr. Music. It probably was our biggest hit.
It definitely was. It's the only song I know from the UFOs, Tomorrowland.
Oh, man, I wish I had a recording of it.
So do I.
Oh, man.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. If your name is Larry Brody, please call in now, 201-209-9368. Or if you're in a band and you're having some interpersonal issues, we have therapist Janet Harden on the line for another 10 minutes.
Do we have a dedicated line for Larry Brody?
We do. Called the Brody line, but I unfortunately
he doesn't have the nerve.
I don't remember the number.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's the same as the PMS hotline.
Fine. 201-209-9368.
And Janet, it was your son Jefferson who introduced me to you. Thank you, Jefferson. And
he is the perfect son.
Is he the perfect son? Tell us a little bit.
Now I want to hear more about the other son. the one you avoid talking about. Yeah.
Is there another son?
No.
Okay. No, how could there be? How could a mother say he's the perfect son?
If she really hates the other kid.
If he's not an only son.
He's perfect in his imperfections.
Oh, wait, is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay, that's I call the same thing.
Oh,
that's what I want to tell people now.
And it was Jefferson who introduced you to WFMU, is that right?
That is absolutely true.
What are some of your other favorite shows?
With WFMU.
Yeah, what are some of your other favorite shows on FMU?
I just listened to what Jefferson was listening to.
I think Jefferson said that Janet was a fan of Fabio's show, Strength Through Failure. That's the one with the Mr. Giant Man theme song.
Yes, I like that.
And maybe she's can become a fan of the show that follows us.
Weekly World Blues.
Yeah. Weekly World Blues.
Hey, we have more bands calling in.
Okay.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. You love the show. You can't believe you got through.
I'm on the air?
You are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Tate.
Hey, Tate, are you in a band?
I guess you could call it that. It started out as a band, but it seems that it's a solo act at the moment.
Oh, it's a solo act. What happened?
Well, I mean, you know, one thing led to another, and kind of just seemed to lose touch with the other band member.
All you have to do, Tate, is say one thing led to another, and everybody understands exactly what you're talking about.
I don't, really.
One thing led to another. One guy killed the drummer. The bassist shot the drummer.
What else could it mean? That's not what it means.
They buried the body in a shallow grave behind the rhythm guitarist's house.
This is what one thing led to another means?
What else could it mean?
Is this some kind of secret code that I've been
on? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Tate, why don't you? Maybe I misinterpreted it.
Well, the main issue I'm in currently is we had started kind of a novel little advertising campaign, I guess you could say, called the New York City Cassette Tape Project.
That rings a bell.
I love it.
And the plan is nice. It's, you know, we get a bunch of small New York artists. We put their music on. You know, my plan was like around 200 cassettes, and then I disperse them throughout the city. You know, mm-hmm.
You'd hand them out at the Port Authority.
Either hand them out in popular spots, or hide them in stores that I know worthwhile people.
How could this campaign fail? Handing out 200 cassette tapes in Midtown Manhattan.
Hiding them in stores.
Hiding them in stores.
That's always a cool thing, hiding things in stores.
Yeah.
I salute you for that.
Thank you. But I'm currently the only guy working on it.
Ah.
So, and funding is kind of an issue because, I don't want to charge the artist anything.
Right.
But I was just wondering if you guys had any tips for, musical, fundraising.
Because there's tension in the band because they're not paying their share. It's the Larry Brody problem.
It is the Larry Brody problem.
Yeah, and Larry Brody problem these days is always solved by crowdfunding. That's just like the go-to solution.
Crowdfunding.
Have you considered that, Tate?
You know, Indiegogo or Kickstarter or something like that, or Patreon.
Janet, that's great advice Ken just gave. Can you just say that word crowdfunding so we can give you credit?
Crowdfunding.
There it is. I think Janet's right.
Thank you, Janet.
She has a good point.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, good luck. And tell us about that cassette project, too. We still get cassettes here. We still play them on the air.
Why don't you just go from store to store in Manhattan, Ken, and look for the cassettes?
Well, then I can't steal them, even though he put them in there for free. If I try to steal his free cassettes, they'll arrest me.
Would they?
Yeah.
If you were in the Gap and you found a cassette, I think they'd let you get out of there.
I'm not so sure.
Well, they'd arrest you for other reasons.
There's many reasons.
Yeah.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. If you're one of the bands that was calling a minute ago, we have time for maybe one more help session here with therapist Janet Harden. And you can reach Janet at betterhelp.com. They're in Arizona, but offering remote therapy.
Janet, you probably got much, much busier during the pandemic, I'm guessing.
Yes, I did. And it was amazing. And we're still really busy.
Are you any plans to go back to in-person sessions?
Not for me. Now I'm spoiled because I don't have to drive to an office.
Well, I should explain to Ken. I guess he doesn't know. Janet works pantsless.
I don't think that's the case.
What did you say?
I forget what I said already. I said it just 2 seconds ago, and I forgot.
Okay, we have another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm on the air?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Ramsey.
Hey, Ramsey.
Can you imagine how excited we are? We're on the air for a whole hour.
Ramsey, are you in a band?
Yes, I'm in Sauvage à Toi.
Sauvage à Toi.
Thank you for playing us last week.
Sauvage à Toi did the 29-minute long Fuzzy Glove Hour theme
song. Oh, my God, thank you so much for that. That was terrific. I also enjoyed tonight's theme song, by the way. I never got a chance to thank them.
Yeah, thanks,
Chris. It was a pleasure.
But, no, there was a lot of love and a lot of work went into that long, extended.
So don't tell me that there's problems within Sauvage à Toi.
Well, you know, I mean, just like anybody in any relationship, you have some ups and downs.
Well, we only have a few minutes.
I think we're all going to be good, but I just got a little miffed this weekend at our gig.
Yeah, what happened?
What's the core problem? Go ahead.
All right, well, it actually has to do with the intro. So obviously, we were pretty psyched when you played the intro last week, so we're thinking about a lot of fun recording to do. And, you know, we added a lot of jokes about Andy, and one of them was the Monk theme song. So we knew the theme song, and usually when we play out, we play instrumental. But Justin, the guitarist, wanted to bring a microphone, and we were debating about the PA before the gig, and then finally Justin just said, I'm going to bring a mic and an amp that I can put the mic through. So he did, and well, Steve was playing a bunch of wrong notes, the bass player Steve, and he basically forced me to sing the Monk theme song, which I told him I didn't know, and I didn't want to sing it in front of all these people, and I didn't, and so anyway, I was
the
forced
the
mic over. It was embarrassing.
The original lyrics, the original lyrics to the
or
Monk,
the modified lyrics
Monk theme song.
Well, I was trying to sing the original lyrics because none of these people would understand the joke.
Exactly.
Out of context.
So wait, so Leonard, we only have a few minutes. So Janet, it sounds like one band member went rogue and insisted. And insisted on singing a song live in public that the other band members didn't want to sing. How would you handle that?
Well, I would have the other members work on their assertiveness.
Yes.
Yes, you have to assert yourself here.
All right. Yeah, that's a running theme in my life.
And you have to read them the Riot Act. By the way, the Riot Act would make a great song if you put that to music.
Yeah, set the Riot Act to music.
All right, we'll try.
Okay. And, well, thank you, Sauvage à Toi.
All right, thank you.
And
guys.
One of these weeks, we're going to play that new theme song twice.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, we can do a 2-minute show. And we should thank Janet Harden again, and of course, Jeremiah. And I got to tell you, Ken, before we go, I'm so excited about next week's show. I've been thinking about it all day.
Yes. Janet, thank you so much. And Janet can be reached at betterhelp.com. Thanks, Janet.
Thanks, Janet.
I enjoyed it completely.
Okay. Well, then you might need more help than any of your patients. But thanks for calling.
Thanks, Janet.
So next week, though, you're wearing headphones and earplugs. I'm wearing headphones and earplugs.
Well, actually, yeah, next week.
We're in separate rooms.
We're doing the audio version of what we did 2 weeks ago, which 2 weeks ago we were blindfolded. Next week, we're going to be deaf.
We won't be able to hear each other.
Right.
We won't be able to hear calls.
Right.
We won't. So we'll be talking.
So we'll both be going over the air. The calls will be going over the air. But Andy and I will not be able to hear anything other than ourselves.
I'm not even going to listen to myself.
You can't help but to hear yourself.
I'm
going
to work on it.
Oh my God.
What?
Here's a new twist on the idea.
I love it. I love it already.
If we had headphones on,
yeah,
and what was in our headphones was maybe a quarter second off,
yeah,
a quarter second delayed. Have you ever heard audio in your headphones of yourself speaking like a quarter second delayed?
Wait, why would you complicate this idea?
Because then we'd hardly even be able to speak.
No.
That'll be another show.
Yeah, that'll be another show.
Another show.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You're gilding the lily. We have a classic show lined up. You're deaf. I'm deaf. We can't hear the callers. We can't hear each other. I'll see you next week. But I won't hear you next week.
Right. All right. Thanks, Andy. Thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you, Janet. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is the sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Sound.
on the floor. Yeah.